His precious blood, 1 John 1:7, says, "The blood of Jesus Christ, His, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin." Blood is a very amazing substance consisting of red blood cells, white blood cells, plasma, and platelets. Red blood cells are responsible for carrying oxygen to all the cells in a person's body. White blood cells protect the body from infections and cancer. Plasma is the liquid that carries nutrients, proteins, and hormones to your cells while carrying away waste products like urea and CO2. It becomes quite obvious then that blood is an essential component of our bodies that keeps us alive. Over 3,000 years ago, long before modern medicine, God in His Word already informed mankind of the importance of blood. We read in Leviticus 17:8, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul." In Old Testament times, when someone sinned, God required that an animal without blemish, such as a lamb, be slaughtered and its blood shed to cover that person's sin. Otherwise, the person faced a serious consequence, in particular, death. In the New Testament, we read in Hebrews 9:22 that without the shedding of blood is no remission, forgiveness or pardon for sin. Because of God's holy and righteous character, He cannot let sin go unpunished. He requires each individual to pay the price for his or her sins, or allow someone else to do so. That someone else is God's well-beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one whom the Old Testament animal sacrifices foreshadow. John the Baptist could say of Him, "Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world." From John 1:29. Our verse in the photograph tells us that, as God's chosen Lamb, the Lord Jesus suffered upon the cross and shed His precious blood to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In other words, there isn't a single sin that His blood can't cleanse. Friend, if you want to escape God's judgment for sin in hell and get to heaven, all you have to do is accept that Christ bled and died on the cross to completely wash, not just cover, your sins away. Dear soul, have your sins been cleansed by the blood of Christ? If your answer is no, then why not trust Him now?